Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for Friday, July the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers were the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, it's a freedom-loving, faith-filled, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. And better than that, ladies and gentlemen, we're live at Freedom Fest, baby. It's one of the great annual liberty-loving traditions that we like to be part of because it's one of the most epic. It's one of the largest gathering of liberty-minded people in the world. People come from all over the country. I was on an interview yesterday with some people from Australia, even. It's that big, TNT Radio, and they wanted to have me on to talk about the press conference we did with for the CSPOA. I get a chance to talk a little bit more about Loving Liberty internationally. You got to dig that. LovingLiberty.net, our syndicated radio network that syndicates us, and Kate Daly and Beth Schoenberg and many other incredible talk shows, but that's all available at LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. Anyway, Freedom Fest is fantastic, and there's people all over the country, all over the world gathering for this epic opportunity to rub shoulders, to make friends, to create collaborative opportunities for everybody. It's just amazing. So that's going on. Let's see. I'm trying to think. We all came into town. It's been a little bit of an epic transitionary reality. We had the incredible event for the CSPOA, though, that was on the 12th. It was our press conference. Talking about election fraud, vote fraud, I didn't want to call it campaign fraud, just fraud in general, if you will, but all related to elections and that kind of stuff. We worked with True the Vote, Catherine Engelbrecht, and Greg Phillips were there. A bunch of constitutional sheriffs were there. Sheriff Richard Mack conducted the first session of the press conference, and then everybody had lunch. I conducted the second session of the conference. We had speaker after speaker telling the tale of liberty, calling a halt to the con game, exposing fraud and standing for liberty. And it was just great. I kicked it off second section right after lunch. And I introduced Mike Lindell and a bunch of other people. We had just a phenomenal time. It was an incredible success. The room was packed. We had over 350 people at the event. We fed 320 people. I didn't get a chance to eat because I was so busy taking care of business. Anyway, it was just phenomenal. So we did all that. The press conference was tremendous. We fed the live press conference to the Brighteon TV network, also to the Lindell TV network. FrankSpeech.com is what that's called. So both of those organizations, we recorded it. We had tremendous video, which we're rendering and getting ready for links so that people can watch it who missed the conference. But I'm telling you, it was a barn burner conference. The New York Times lady was there. Reuters News was there as well. I'm just telling you, it was something to behold. And the New York Times lady is just, man, these people are a piece of work. I don't know how to be, how do you be civil but yet tell you what you think about them? It's hard to do. It's a hard fine line to balance. But she started out with everybody friendly enough. But as she continued with her questions, you could tell that she did not really want to get the who, what, when, where, why of a story like she should. Okay, she's not really a reporter to get the facts of a story and report the truth or report what we're doing. She had an agenda, a bender, so to speak, to focus on. Anyway, we'll talk about all that coming up. For now, we got two incredible guests in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live. Live from Freedom Fest, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio, LovingLiberty.net with Kathy Smith, president of the Loving Liberty Networks. Welcome back, Kathy.
Good morning, Sam.
What do you think? You came in on the evening flight. All was well, right?
All was well. We're here at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. I kind of came kicking and screaming, but I'm sure glad I'm here. So great to be with people who love liberty like we do, and they're inspiring to me. They have got great stories. They love to hear what we're doing, and I love to hear what they're doing.
We are here. CSPOA's next to us, our partner organization. But Loving Liberty, you guys had the booth already last night, ready to go, and you already met a bunch of people and got a chance to chat with folks coming by. They have an evening what is it, a Wednesday evening kind of kickoff for the booths, and a bunch of people came by. How'd that go?
That's right. Yeah, we were really thrilled to reconnect with people we met last year. Should we tell them the story about rescuing Simon Lee and his son off the top of Mount Rushmore? Well, not the top of Mount Rushmore. That's a fun story.
Part way up, right?
Yeah.
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 Tell the story. It's
so
worth it.
So last year when we went to Rapid City, that was our first time that Loving Liberty Network went to Freedom Fest, participated. Anyway, as a side trip, we went to Mount Rushmore. Everyone should see that wonderful place. And we were the last people to leave. But as we were leaving, we noticed two gentlemen from... two Chinese gentlemen talking to the National Park Service guy, and they were obviously in some distress. So we found out that they had missed their tour bus that would take them back to Rapid City. And so we invited them to just pile in with us in our little four-door sedan and rescued them from Mount Rushmore. So anyway, it was the beginning of a great friendship. I really admire Simon Lee. His purpose and his mission is to stop the Chinese Communist Party.
Boy, how do we agree with the mission, right?
Exactly. Yep. We went to dinner with Simon last night, and yeah.
Good for you guys.
Brave guy, yeah.
All right. The other thing to note, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason they reached out to Simon and when they found them in distress as well is because you guys are ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's an important component, Kathy.
Well, they would have done the same for us. They would have done the same thing for us. I mean, how do you not help? It was just an opportunity for us to help. But I had just read Simon Lee's story in the Epoch Times, and so here we're all piled in this little car together, and he introduces himself. I said, Simon Lee, I just read your story. So, you know, I think the Lord puts people together, and I'm grateful for that.
Amen to that. People helping people, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And look, you know, they want to tell you that we all have these racial divides or that it's a white man's world or all this kind of stuff. That's not the real world, Kathy.
I agree.
It's the made-up divisionary world they create to try to divide us. But it isn't the world that I live in.
It's not the world I live in at all. I think it's a very tiny sliver of reality. It's not a reality. It's not the real world. We live in the real world of people who care about each other, people who help each other, people who love this country. They love their country and their God and their families, and they just want to be left alone to prosper and bless their communities.
All right. Now, the other thing, any other tidbits from yesterday when you met a bunch of people?
Yes, and a very exciting thing. Almost everyone we met at our booth, when we told them about our new show, Ask an Immigrant, they were excited about that. Everyone either is an immigrant, knows an immigrant.
They're children of immigrants or grandchildren
exactly,
of immigrants, right?
Exactly, or their neighbors are immigrants. So we're looking forward to interviewing a lot of people who can tell us why they came to the United States, what they love about this country, and if they had a minute to tell Americans one thing, what would that be? So
ooh,
it's a great show. It's a great
and when
show.
You say, what would that be, what have you heard?
Well, I think... First and foremost, appreciate what you have, your liberties, your opportunities for prosperity, your freedoms that they didn't have wherever they came from.
And the reason I ask that question is because it's universal almost that they say that, and they actually appreciate it much more than a lot of us who take it for granted.
Absolutely. Those of us who grew up with it and maybe have lived here our whole lives and never traveled to any other country, yeah, they have great advice for Americans.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much going to go on at Freedom Fest. There's a lot happening today. The Loving Liberty Radio Networks and Loving Liberty Networks have a booth here. We're a great spot booth as well, Kathy.
Yeah, we are. People can't help but walk past us and stop and get a pocket constitution. We've got a new book that we're promoting by our friends Bill Norton and Jeremy Nelson called Behind the Bill of Rights. Fantastic. You can get it at nccs.net or any of your booksellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Behind the Bill of Rights. Timely release.
And Behind the Bill of Rights is kind of a case in point of why the founders felt like it was so necessary and kind of the fundamental understanding of our God-given liberties behind it, right?
Exactly.
All right, folks, you got to like that. Come and check out that book. You can get a free copy of the Constitution. You can check out the different shows on the Loving Liberty Radio Networks. And I'm going to be doing a bunch of interviews. Kate Daly's going to have her live show coming up here soon. So we got a lot of things going on. We also, behind the scenes a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, it's a little bit of a crazy time sometimes getting everything in order to be live and to do all that we do. Kathy, it's a long story, but what happened is we were told, I thought we would have a hard line to the internet, which is what you need to broadcast. And then when we got here, it wasn't here. And then I called them, and they're like, oh, no, you didn't have one. You just had Wi-Fi. And we're like, oh, no, I hope that works. Anyway, I don't know what happened, but magically we come here today, and there's an excellent hard line to the internet. It's all happening. I told Kate Daly about that. Everybody's excited, and it's working great.
Oh, my gosh, Sam, really?
I don't know how that happened. I'm just telling you.
I don't know how that happened either.
And I sure pray they don't charge us $1 million.
But they won't.
Anyway, I'm just telling you, miracles are coming on. Everywhere I turn, something is like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? And then before you know it, there's a solution. There's an answer. People are working hard. Everybody's running around. Everybody's cheerful, having a great time. I don't know if you can hear the background noise, but there's already a big crowd, and it's early in the morning, Kathy.
It is, and you and your team are solutions guys.
We try to be.
One of the many things I admire about you. So thank you.
And by the way, one of the solutions is the Freedom Fest, meaning people getting together, learning about one another, collaborating, working together, helping each other with their causes. There's an interesting booth over here that I want to pick your brain on, Kathy.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw it, but it's a booth that wants to legalize sex work.
Oh, really?
It's right over there, right across from us. It's just okay. Like, what the heck? Anyway, the reason I'm asking you about this is morally, obviously, we think that their acts are immoral. And I wouldn't support it at all. On the other hand, though, you can't legislate morality. So, you know, I don't know that I'm really for the government clamping down and getting in the middle of people's affairs and whatever. And, you know, you get a little bit of the libertarian clashing with kind of our morality discussions. That's why I always say I kind of am a libertarian with morals, because on one hand, I understand. On the other hand, you can't legislate morality. On the other hand, I always believe there's a God-given moral component there. How much you can force that becomes the debate. Very interesting booth, though, and brings up serious discussions about liberty and what we should stand for. And if you're not careful, it kind of becomes a boomerang. You know, you legislate somebody else, so pretty soon it comes your turn. So your thoughts?
Wow. Well, it makes me think of the overturn of Roe v. Wade, where that discussion is turned back to the states where it rightfully belongs. There are a lot of moral issues that should be turned back to the people, with a call for them to be us, to be more moral people. That
yes,
we would need all of this legislation, but because men are not angels, we need laws and we need government. But maybe we should just try more to be.
Yeah,
like
and there's
angels.
A balance there. And that's why we're taught in a lot of scripture that, you know what? The word of God teaching the principles of liberty, which means the principles of Jesus Christ, that's more powerful than the sword. And I bring that up because that's more powerful than legislation as well. I think what we need to do is teach the principles and be ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ and be on the Lord's errand and let our arguments for morality prevail. That's where I think we can have the biggest influence and make the biggest difference.
I agree. If we could turn people's hearts to Jesus Christ, and the morality would naturally follow.
Amen to that. Well, Kathy, it's nice seeing you here. It's nice being part of everything. And what I want to do is interview you next week sometime and get kind of a post-op summary of what you thought of Freedom Fest and kind of what transpires as we run the booth really all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday. And you get a whole, you know, event experience. Then I want to get you back and get kind of a summary of your thoughts and experiences and what you felt mattered most.
Okay, that'd be great.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, we love our allies that are on our website, lovingliberty.net. One of our allied organizations is Moms for America. They're here with us at our booth too. 500,000 moms strong now around
the
country.
Yeah, buddy.
So they're doing great things, and yeah, it's just fun to meet new people, reconnect with old friends, and we just love it.
I jokingly call those moms the kitchen militia, Kathy.
The kitchen militia. I love it.
Absolutely. Because you know what? They're serious about what they do, and they're involved in it. You know, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, and it's really important to put moms at the center of that. You know, it's been taught by many of great thinkers that, you know what, moms matter most. You know, they're not only just a mom, but they influence their husbands, they influence their children, they work together and influence neighbors and whole neighborhoods and virtually not only the family, the fundamental unit of society, but communities that are downstream. I mean, the list goes on and on of the impact of a righteous woman and mother.
Amen.
And I want to bring this up because Loving Liberty Networks is not only radio, but it's more than that, folks, because there's a network of women that lead this organization. You guys got a curriculum for mothers and a whole lot more. There's a huge women component to this that I think is justly needed.
I agree. Loving Liberty ladies, come visit us on our website, lovingliberty.net.
All right, Kathy, we appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Sam.
Kathy Smith, ladies and gentlemen, lovingliberty.net. Check it out. And this is Liberty Roundtable Live. Back with you live, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman on your radio, live from Freedom Fest at lovingliberty.net booth. There's people all around. We're having a fantastic time, food, festivities, and fun at Freedom Fest. Fantastic, liberty-oriented people everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. But I've got one of my favorite people in front of me. Now, listen, I'm a foodie, ladies and gentlemen. I love food. And this lady knows how to cook like nobody's business. She's got many talents, I should say. She's multi-talented. And she's not only a caterer, and she does tremendous catering, but she's also the executive assistant at lovingliberty.net. I told you that it was a women's led and ran organization. I'm glad they let guys like me be part of it, by the way. But she's really the executive assistant. And you know what? When all parts are moving and everybody's doing all their things at the networks, Molly's at the center of it all, holding the fort down, keeping everybody on task. Molly, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thanks, Sam. It's wonderful to be here. We're excited. This is a fantastic event.
All right. I want to know your thoughts coming in. You literally got up super early in the morning, rolled in at like 6 a.m. and then came down. What was your thought as you walked into the what do you call this thing? An arena? The what do they call this thing? Convention center, I guess is what it's called. The convention center for the Freedom Fest. What were your first thoughts as you saw everybody in all the booths? And
you know, it always gets my heart racing as I walk down and you walk into a big venue of liberty-loving people. It never ceases to amaze me. You can just feel it. You can feel the energy. You can feel the goodness that is here. It's fantastic.
I agree with that. One of the things that always shocks me at Freedom Fest of all places, I go to a lot of Liberty conferences. I mean, all over the country. I've been doing it for years. Okay, I've been at it for, well, last year was the 25th year of National Syndication for Liberty Roundtable Live, to make the point. I've been at it for a long time, 3 decades or more. And what surprises me and shocks me about Freedom Fest every time I enter the building is how big it is. There's a lot of Liberty events, folks, where you get, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 500 people, 1,000 people, 1,500 people. This thing has well over 6,000 attendees. You've got hundreds of booths. This thing is not small, Molly.
You know, it's awesome. Sometimes when we're in our own little field, sometimes we feel like we're alone. There aren't people that are out there fighting and doing those things which we want to do and to accomplish. And it's wonderful to come to events like this to boost yourself and make yourself feel like you're not alone. You're not alone in this fight. We're in this all together, and it's many pieces of the puzzle, and it's wonderful to collaborate those all in one event.
Amen to that. In fact, speaking of you're not alone, not only is this thing big, but it's international in scope, Molly. Check this out. I'm on my way to dinner last night with my buddies. We went to a great Mexican restaurant. It was delicious, by the way. Spicy, just the way I like it.
I'm jealous.
Anyway, so we went there, and I get this call while we're walking in. And this lady's like, I'm from Australia. And she says, we have this group over here called TNT Radio. The letters TNT Radio. And we're from Australia, and we're wondering if you have time to come on our 24/7 news channel from Freedom Fest and talk about your experiences and talk about the press conference you guys had about election fraud, talk about your press release on the border for the CSPOA. And she says, do you have time to come on the radio with us? Would love to interview you. And I just thought, these people came from Australia. They're a 24/7 radio network that mirrors around the world on the internet. They're primarily stationed or, you know, broadcast from Australia, but they've sent their representatives here. They're a sponsor of Freedom Fest. And I thought, man, that just articulates how big this thing really is, Molly. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's just amazing. The Loving Liberty Network, we are thrilled to be a part of this worldwide event.
So I get to go on this TNT Australian radio network and tell everybody about Loving Liberty.
Oh, bring it on. Bring it on. We welcome people from all over the world with open arms.
And I'm going to tell them about the Loving Liberty ladies and a whole lot more. It's going to be fantastic. I got to tell them about my show on the Loving Liberty Radio Network. I got to mention Kate Daly coming up, her broadcast live. Anyway, it's just phenomenal. All right, as you look around, do you see any booths that kind of impress you or that you kind of go, wow, that's great or not? What do you think as you look around?
Well, first of all, this morning I was setting up our booth, and the CSPOA is right next to us. I cannot promote the CSPOA enough. They are a fantastic organization that really gets to the heart of the county sheriffs and the Constitution and what this great nation was founded upon. And I'm always very impressed with the CSPOA and their organization and their root. They're at the root of what this country is. I absolutely love them.
All right. So Molly Stratford, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the people that are standing at the Loving Liberty booth right now talking to people as they come by. What are you focusing on the most, Molly?
You know, we've partnered with Moms for America. We really believe in their cause and really moms getting involved with their children and educating their children about liberty and about the Constitution. There's just nothing greater than teaching that in the home. And they have cottage meetings set up. They're just fantastic. We also, with Loving Liberty, you know, we're all about education. We're all about, let's get back to the roots of our Constitution and teach it to our children. If not, it'll be lost. It's only one generation away.
So we're about education, no doubt about it, but we're also about this idea that we want to bring people together. Look, we don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We don't care if you're right or left. We don't care if you're, white or any other race or ethnicities. We're all God's children. We want to bring everybody together and teach them the principles of liberty. We want all countries to be great. Maybe again or great for the first time, doesn't matter. We want greatness under God for every one of his children everywhere. Every country, the principles of liberty, that's the key to the exercise for everyone. We can all redeem ourselves if we turn to Christ. And I don't mean that we redeem ourselves. Jesus Christ does that redemption. But what I'm saying is we can do our part through our education as ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ worldwide to everyone everywhere.
You know, Sam, it all starts with civility. It all starts with get to know your neighbors, get to know your friends, get to know those people that live around you. And you know what? Let's start there and rebuild this great nation.
Hey, Molly, did you know that I created a website called callforcivility.com?
I didn't, Sam. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I wrote an article back in 2016, I think it was, and the title of it was called A Clarion Call for Civility.
I do recall that.
And the summary of that was basically that, hey, we all need to just set aside this crazy divide on every fault line under the sun, and we need to realize that, look, we can have a disagreement of opinions, but we can agree to disagree agreeably. We can be kind and respect one another regardless, and we need to keep talking. That's the genius of America. And when we quit talking, that's when I fear the most, because it's like, oh, no, what's next? So I created this Clarion Call for Civility article, and then later I thought this is so important, so I created a pledge online. Anyway, callforcivility.com. We're really doing our very best to carry out the point you're making. It starts with civility, and at some point maybe there's unity, but at least civility is the starting point. In my mind, we got to keep talking. Thus, the Loving Liberty Talk Radio Network, right?
For sure. I just think we're right there with you, Sam, right along those same lines. Let's bring people together. Let's gather. We haven't, you know, we were forced to not gather. Let's gather. It's the time. It's the time to gather, learn from each other. Everybody has something that they can teach someone else.
Now, you're a singer, aren't you?
No.
No? All right. I thought you were going to sing Come Together for us. Come together. No?
I think that you would lose listeners if I started singing right now.
But I'm telling you right now, when she's cooking, ladies and gentlemen, when she's doing the catering, it is deliciousness. I'm telling you right now. All right, Molly, we sure appreciate you and all that you do for the sacred cause of liberty. Thanks for being with us. I'm hoping to get a quick breakdown from you after the conference as well.
I'd love to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Molly Stratford, Executive Assistant, LovingLiberty.net. And this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden in the Middle East says he wants to still negotiate a nuclear deal with terror-sponsoring Iran.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid on the same stage was blunter.
Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force.
Economic growth in China slowed sharply last quarter, with the economy expanding only 0.4% from a year ago. Lockdowns in major cities that lasted much more than 3 months were to blame, said the communist government. President Trump announced the death of his ex-wife, Ivana. She died in her New York City home and may have fallen down the stairs. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Gasoline prices continue to be too much.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release of 1 million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX launches a Dragon capsule from Kennedy Space Center, Florida, on Thursday. It has cargo for the International Space Station. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. And a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman on your radio from Freedom Fest. Having a fantastic time. Hoping you are as well if you're at the Freedom Fest. And if you're not, shame on you. You ought to be here. Either way, though, we'll bring the best of the best to you on Liberty Roundtable Live. That's who we are. That's what we do as we tell the tale of liberty, promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. Our next guest is an interesting guy. His name is Chase Williams. And he happens to be the host of an incredible new podcast called The Tack Show, T-A-C, The Tack Show. You want to learn more, thetackshow.com is where you can check it out. And one of the interesting things I saw on his website says this: what is a tactical American conversation? That's what we'll talk about now. Welcome, Chase.
Thank you very much. I am so glad to be here. It is an honor.
Before we get started with the technical conversations, et cetera, just look around you. As you walk into this event, as you look around you, what all comes to your mind, Chase? It's overwhelming, isn't it?
It really is. When I first came in here yesterday, I didn't know what I'd be looking at. But at this point, what I'm looking around at is a lot of friends that I've made. A lot of friends, a lot of people who are putting on the fight for liberty around the nation, around the world, and doing their best to make sure that your freedoms are protected from a legal and from a political perspective. And it's wonderful.
When I walked into the room, I realized how big it was because it's massive. You got to walk forever to get here. And then when you're here, there's just people everywhere. You got to... there's booths everywhere. It's just a huge. But to give you and our listeners a real gauge of how big it is, I got a call while I was going to dinner the other day, or last night, I guess it was, and they were from Australian radio, and they're like, hey, can you do an interview with us about the Freedom Fest and about your press conference for the Constitutional Sheriff's Group and all this stuff, and the election fraud discussion, and your DVD that you promote called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, and your presentations, The New Media Takes Center Stage, and can you come talk to us about that? This is Australian radio. They're here. They're interviewing people live on their radio networks. They got 24/7 radio, Australian radio going on right here at a Freedom. And then I realized how big it was, Chase.
Yeah, it is impressive. We've got Fox Nation over there in the corner doing a live presentation of everything that's going on. So, I mean, they got some big names and a lot of really cool people to talk to here. It is quite the event, and I highly recommend anyone who has the opportunity to come on.
All right, give me a 30-second. Who's Chase?
I am Chase Williams. I am a co-host. Me and my partner do a podcast called The TAC Show. Started out as Tactical American Conversations. And the goal of the show was to teach people how to have a conversation tactically, a way that would allow you to get your message out, to hear the other person's message, to stop the fighting, the divisiveness, and try to help people connect. So by doing that, you're able to create communities within, like, your actual community that we feel have fallen apart ever since social media came around.
I agree. So I put up a website and I wrote an article about a clarion call for civility. So Call for Civility is the website that highlights this, callforcivility.com. But what you're talking about is when you say tactical conversations start out with tactful conversations,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. And in order to be tactful, you have to be polite. You have to be kind, and you have to be willing to let people say what they need to say,
even if
you don't agree. Right? So someone can come up to you and they can be really angry and telling you all about what they have going on. One story my co-host likes to talk about is he was having a conversation with an old friend of his who was very not pro-gun rights, I'll put it mildly. And in the conversation, the person said, "I'm against gun violence." And his response was,
"Me too."
"Well, so am I." I mean, what? Right? So am I.
Of course.
Which stopped her dead in her tracks.
By the way, who in their right mind wouldn't be?
Exactly, right? But the media has told everyone that no, they don't care about children. They just want to have their guns so they can go shoot people. It's their fever dream that they can shoot someone if they have their gun rights. And it's like, well, no, it's not. We're not trying to be violent here. We don't like gun violence. We have cried many times on our show talking about the shootings that are happening in schools. It's heartbreaking. No one likes this.
Right, but they have divisionary tactics, though. Calling it an assault weapon makes the point. You know what I call those same weapons? In the hands of a good woman, a gun is a rape me not.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just a rape me not.
Absolutely.
And if it's a guy, it's a don't hurt me, don't take my stuff.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Mechanism.
And it's something that they want to take away because, well, they'd rather control you than let you have your freedoms. And it's really sad. But in order to have a tactful conversation with someone, you have to let them say their message. And after they say their message, you can respond tactfully. Kindly, with something like, well, I'm against gun violence too. Like, but what does that mean to you? So tell me about it. Tell me your story. And once someone tells you about what their story, how they came to believe what they believe, or what they believe, you're able to respond kindly with what you believe. And once you've listened to someone first, they're far more willing to hear what you have to say. And so we talk about things like that. We talk about the mindset you want to enter. If you're going into a conversation, we did a book club about the book Impossible Conversations by Peter Boghossian. And so we talked about how do you have conversations. Like, that book is from the position of an atheist trying to talk to religious people about religion. How do you have that conversation without it turning into a shouting match?
One of the best ways I know is this, and it's advice that I heard a long time ago from my mother, and she said this: is it more important to be right or to have the spirit of cooperation and respect?
Oh, that's a wonderful way to put it.
And that doesn't mean that I got to jettison my views at the door. What it means is I can listen to people and give them a chance. Another educator said this, you know what? First, seek to understand before you seek to be understood.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I want to push my views, no one's going to listen. But if I listen to them and give them a chance, then they're going to basically start out by being willing to listen to me. That's kind of the idea that it starts. Some of the tactical tactics I use is, look for ways when someone's speaking or someone's whatever they're doing to build common ground. And as your co-host highlighted this, you're looking for common ground with somebody. That doesn't mean that you agree with everything they say or do or believe or whatever else, right? So I'll give you an example on abortion. This is a great example. They say, you know what, a woman has a right to choose. Well, between you and me, I believe the baby has the right too. We can't ignore that. However, I can identify with, you know what, your right to choose is based in your agency. I agree with agency. the liberty-minded people believe in our agency to choose as we think best. It starts there. Just because we disagree on the fundamental way they're making choices, we agree that we have the right to make choices. So, see, you can build common ground almost anywhere if you have a mind to.
Yeah, absolutely. And having those conversations tactfully and tactically is—it's really what our podcast is all about. So we talk to people who have gone through all sorts of issues. Where, for example, Yeonmi Park, who ran away from North Korea when she was 12, and now she's out there, you know, spreading the message of freedom and the tyranny that's going on.
And God bless her for it.
It's wonderful, and she's a wonderful person doing it, and she's so fun to talk to. One thing that most people don't understand by watching her on podcasts, she is very funny. She has a great sense of humor, and that's neither here nor there, but she's a lot of fun. And we have conversations with these people. We have conversations with people who we disagree with, too. So we started out as a mostly centered around Second Amendment and gun rights, right? And we had people from the Brady Group on our show, and we went on their show, and we connected them with people from Walk the Talk America, who's all about getting gun rights and mental health in the same conversation. Because what usually happens is you have some people screaming, it's the gun. You have the other people screaming, it's mental health, and no one's actually working together to fix any of the problems. And so they do a good job of trying to help bridge that gap, trying to fix the issues.
Are you all right with blind people having guns?
I don't see why not. I mean, if you learn how to shoot straight and you can hit the target, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, don't let your shirt sleeve rustle, right?
Yes.
Because, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, how much of rights do we want to protect? You know, a lot of people are for rights, but yet they want to take them away, and they have this disconnect logically. That's one of the kind of problems in America, too, when we debate discussions or whatever. Sometimes people try to make it all logic. For many people, it's not all logic.
Yeah.
One of the tactics is to understand, look, they're emotionally charged about this. No amount of logic is going to change their view. Take a step back for a second and see how we can't build a relationship of trust before we start to shove our agenda down their throat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have conversations with old friends who I haven't seen in years all the time who disagree with me on just about every topic. And we'll have these political conversations, and we'll come out at the end, and it'll be, hey, man, I'd love to see you and give you a hug. Great having that conversation with you. It's cool that we found this common ground, and here where we don't agree, we'll just agree to disagree, and we can move on. But if you hear people out and you're willing to let them share their message, even if you don't agree with it, potentially you could learn something.
Whoa.
That might be dangerous, but you could learn something. And best case scenario, well, you learned about a person, you made a connection, you have a new friend, or you've deepened your relationship with a friend. One thing we like to talk about is, it's kind of the thing they say, is don't talk about politics or religion at the dinner table. And we say, why would you do that? Religion is what you're doing with your life. Politics is what someone else is trying to do with your life. Those are the most important things you should be talking about. But learn how to do it right. Learn how to talk to people effectively, right?
Well, and it's amazing. We can learn to disagree agreeably. So I think we can agree to disagree agreeably is the point.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, listen, I may not agree with your view, but we need to teach people there's a separation between agreeing with somebody versus understanding their position.
Yes.
Okay. We need to learn to understand other positions. It doesn't threaten our own if we're confident in our positions. It doesn't. Okay. But understanding humanizes things. It lets people know that, look, your next door neighbor, your friend, the guy across the table you may disagree with or whatever, look, they're a human too. And they want, for the most part, the same things that you want. They care about the same things. They may have a different way about it that you don't understand. But that's why it's important to seek understanding, because I a lot of times end up saying, I don't agree with you, but I understand what you're saying and thinking, and I understand why.
Yeah.
And you know what? I can respect you for that. I can give room for that in my heart and in my mind that, look, you didn't come to your views out of hatred or out of being, it's just a different way of looking at something that I need to at least have respect for. And I think that's where we start, is saying, look, if I can understand what you think and why, at least I can understand you as a person.
Yeah.
And I think if we do that over time, then love can kind of come in and say, hey, I respect you for it. I love you for it. And then hopefully in the theater of ideas, this is the great genius of America, right? In the theater of ideas, we can help people understand our point of views. And at first, if you seek understanding, then eventually you might say, and that's how I got to this point with some of the people that are pro-choice. I call them pro-death in a lot of ways. But look, we agree that agency's at the core of it, right? So believe it or not, I even agree with the pro-choice folks on something.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes absolute sense. I love that. And one thing when you're talking to people, and when you said love comes into it, what you can do when you're talking to someone is you can open up, and this is all like metaphysical, right? You open up a space in your heart to allow them to come in and feel cared for. I mean, how terrible can a conversation go if you help someone feel cared for, right? They're not going to want to hate you. They're not going to want to scream you down. Now, there are some people who will scream you down and never let you give them that space to begin with because, like, maybe they're in a mob and they're yelling at you. There are places where the conversations can happen and places where they can't. Like, Facebook is a terrible place to have a real meaningful conversation with someone. But...
And by the way, a lot of times those platforms are designed to divide. That's why they're so hard to accomplish it, right?
Oh, well, yeah, Twitter especially, right? Like, Twitter's whole position is, if this is divisive, it's going to get bumped up because people react to divisive things.
That's how they get ratings and focus.
Yep.
But in the real world, we think differently, though. In the real world, we hold doors open for people. In the real world, we let people finish speaking before we interrupt them. In the real world, we truly try to be kind. And that's one of the things that the internet's kind of brought is this. You can be a jerk and you don't have to face anybody. But when you're face-to-face or when you deal with humans personally, it brings an amount of respect. So does the right to keep and bear arms. Pretty soon everybody's all respectful. Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
That kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Ooh, whoa, they got the main stage out of control up there, folks. If there's a lot of background noise, ignore that, though. I think tactical conversations really matter. In other words, you need to think about what you say. You need to think about your arguments. You need to deliver them in a friendly way. The point is, there's a lot to learn about how to have these conversations. The foot forward is how to win friends and influence people is kind of the starting point in my mind as well.
That was one of the first books that we actually did our book club on. We did like Impossible Conversations was one of them. We've done How to Win Friends and Influence People. We've done Impossible Conversations. We go through these books and we talk about them. We talk about kind of the lessons that we gleaned from it. And we really like to have this book club. We over on our page, thetaxshow.com, we announce what book we're going to be talking about ahead of time so that people can read along with us and share their thoughts. And hey, maybe your thoughts get a shout out on the show, but we love to have the interaction with our listeners over there so that we really can, through that, have the conversation with them.
All right, I got a book for you guys then.
Yeah, what's that?
It's called Extreme Ownership.
Yes, by Jocko Willink.
All right, great book. Highlights, and this is really what the reason. There's a reason I bring this up. One of the things that he speaks of is he talks about when it comes to extreme ownership, you take responsibility for virtually everything.
Yeah.
And the idea then when you do that is everybody else is kind of disarmed around you in the sense that at first, if anything goes wrong, if anything's not perfect, everybody's all defensive. But when you go, look, guys, this is all my fault, or hey, you know what, I take responsibility for this, in other words, you own it, this extreme ownership, pretty soon everybody else is like, what? You mean I'm not on the hook? You mean I'm not being attacked? Well, and that opens up doors.
Yeah. Yeah, that book is, that's a great book. And we have actually talked about that being one of the books we might do as our book club. It just hasn't made it quite there yet. But, yeah, we have a lot of good ones. One that I'm reading right now that I've just thought is absolutely great is How to Talk to Anyone by Lael Loundon. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly, but that's as close as I can get. Leil Loundon.
All right, you're reading that now, How to Talk to Anyone, huh?
Yeah, I'm reading How to Talk to Anyone, and that's a fun book. It has 92 specific points that are very actionable. Things like...
Show interest in people is one of them, I'm sure. If you show interest in somebody, they're disarmed.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
If I want to know about you as a person, there's no better way to validate you than me showing genuine... You can't be fake now, but if I show genuine interest in you, everyone loves that.
Everyone loves it. One of the tactics in the book, I think she calls it the baby pivot. And what it talks about is, say a baby crawls up to you and you're in the middle of a conversation with another adult. A baby crawls up to you and starts crawling up on your leg. What do? You pivot
to that child.
You say hi. You play with the kid. You give him a big grin. Yes, the big baby pivot. And if someone else walks up to you while you're talking to someone, pivot towards them. Say, hey, how you doing? Even if you've never met them, nice to meet you. Welcome them into the conversation. And when they feel acknowledged that way, I mean, that's a great way to start talking to someone.
And when you show interest in people, even if you don't know what to say, they start to talk about themselves. If you ask the right questions, it takes very few questions, and pretty soon even shy people will start talking.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone likes telling you about what they've done in their life, right? The things they've accomplished, the things they've gone through. Everyone loves talking about that. I mean, I know I do. But because it's that easy, you can ask a few questions. You can make a new friend. You'll learn all sorts of fun stuff. I've learned all sorts of things from really cool people here at Freedom Fest by just asking questions about, hey, what do you do? And or another great one is, how do you like to spend your time? What are you into? I learned about a young a young author right now who's writing a book on the history of the Underground Railroad where he grew up.
Yes.
And so, I mean, really cool stories and really cool projects that people are involved in that you would never know that they're involved in if you didn't take the time to just ask, you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a comfortable exchange of ideas. It's a combination of listening and sharing and speaking. It's always accompanied by humility and learning. You know, that's what we need to do. And one of the things I love the most about being a talk show host, Chase, and you'll identify with this, I love being able to get anybody on the radio anytime about any topic and just soaking up the knowledge, baby.
Absolutely.
It is just one of the best parts of the
job. Absolutely. It is one of my favorites. I mean, the two things I really love about this is making so many cool friends that, like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. I met him and we had this conversation. And then when you think about the conversation, oh, wow, I learned a lot about that guy. So yesterday I had a great moment where I talked to one of the volunteers who was running security in the front door. The guy had a great beard and a beautiful three-piece suit. His name's Brandon. And I didn't know he was connected to anyone. I just made a good friend.
And did you say, let's go, Brandon?
I wish I had, actually, now that you mention it.
I'm just having fun.
But no, it turns out he's running for state congressman here as for the Libertarian Party of Nevada.
Okay.
And he's connected to all the big wigs in the Libertarian Party. And he's like, yeah, I'll introduce you to him anytime. I was like, I just thought you were a guy with a great beard and a nice three-piece suit, and I wanted to get to know you. And you never know. I mean, when you reach out and just talk to someone, give them a compliment to start the conversation. I mean, people, it's amazing how connected people can be, or what you can learn and who else you can meet as a result of that conversation. It's just, it's wonderful. Talking to people is so much fun.
And then you get to tell him, too, that, hey, a simple ounce of gold back in Jesus' time, back in Moses' time and today, will buy one of those three-piece suits. You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
And then you start talking about gold, and then you start talking about all kinds of wonderful things. I'm just telling you, the world's full of great people, ladies and gentlemen, even those you may not agree with. And the key is to learn how to tactfully and tactically have those conversations to bring out the best in everyone. You want to learn more? You want to keep an eye on that? You want to get involved in that incredible conversation? Here's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. You go to Chase Williams' website. He's the co-host of The Tack Show. That's The and then Tack, T-A-C, thetackshow.com. If you could tell the world anything, Chase, what would you say?
I would say I want the world to maintain its freedoms via communication. I know war is one way that freedom is earned and won, but at best, in the best world, I don't want everyone to be dying to that. I want people to communicate with each other. I want people who are for gun rights and against gun rights, like when we went on Brady, to have conversations. And when she said, what would you like everyone to know? I said, I want them to understand that we're just people. My co-host, however, Remington, he said a great thing. He said, we who own guns, in a scenario where you're in danger and a shooter comes around, we're the ones who are willing to endanger our lives to try to protect you. So maybe don't be too hard on us. We're not trying to kill you. We're trying to protect you. And she said, wow, I honestly had never thought like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, thetackshow.com. Check it out. Everybody's talking. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Chase. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. We continue live from Freedom Fest, and what a Freedom Fest it is. We got Brandon Davis with us. He's Libertarian candidate for governor of the great state of Nevada. You want to learn more? ElectBrandonDavis.com is where you go for that. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Who the heck's Brandon?
Who the heck is Brandon? That's a great question. You know, I'm somebody that is very, very passionate about individual liberty. And we've seen a ton of that being infringed on in this state. And so I decided this year that I was going to step up and fight for Nevadans.
What did you do before that? Who are you? What do you do?
I own a marketing and advertising agency. I'm a father. I have two young children. I'm a husband.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm also a musician. I spent a large part of my life out in tour buses and vans playing rock and roll music across the country, and I'm very fortunate for that. But, yeah, that's a little bit about
Listen, I'm with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association right behind us.
Awesome.
I'm sure you're familiar with Richard Mack and the CSPOA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the vice president of operations of that organization. But the reason I bring this up is there's this song out there by Eric Clapton and others, called I Shot the Sheriff, which we hate, right? But I'm more looking for a musician who will rewrite the song for me and do kind of a take on it called I Back the Sheriff.
Oh,
could you imagine?
Dope.
I back the sheriff.
Okay.
And I also back his deputies. What do you think?
That's good.
We got to have somebody turn it into a rock and roll tune for me, man.
I love it.
I need the guy to get it done. All right. So when you're running for governor, though, you're running on the Libertarian ticket. What do they call that? A third party?
We are a minor party, yes.
Or, you know, the Republican Party used to be a third party, so maybe they're the third party.
Yeah, well, we're the largest third party in the United States.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
Tell me this. What do you think your chances really are?
I think they're really good. I just saw a poll come out today that showed almost 20% of registered voters in this poll said that they didn't want either the Democrat or the Republican. And we're just getting started.
They're getting sick of it, aren't they?
Yeah. We only need 30 to 35%. So, I mean, we're looking good. And we've got 17 counties. We've hit five of them already. We're going to continue to hit them over the next 4 months. But every day, every week, we've got people coming to us saying that they're just not happy with the two options they have.
You got to have two things to win. You got to have foot soldiers on the ground, and you got to have a little bit of cash. You don't have to have as much of either as the other guy, but you got to have enough to make it happen, and you got to have absolutely dedicated people on the ground. You got that?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We've got groups in northern parts of the state and southern parts of the state. Now 70% of the voters in the state of Nevada are all in this county that we're in right now, where Las Vegas is, called Clark County. So we're working really hard here, but we've got groups up north in Washoe County, door knocking, holding events. Flyering, phone banking, so we're hitting it hard.
Let me tell you what I dig from your website. It says this, what we're fighting for. Tell us, Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, well, we saw what with the incumbent Democrat governor over the last 3.5 years. He shut businesses down, causing the largest unemployment rate in the United States. He kept our kids out of school. We had the historical child suicide rates. It's just an abomination. So, you know, we're fighting against that. We're fighting to make sure that this stays a free state. You know, we've got no state income tax. We've got legalized marijuana. I could go on. It's a very, very free state. We've got to keep it that way. That's what we're fighting for.
Liberties and rights. That's what it's about. The government doesn't have the right to take your liberties away. Everybody's born with these natural rights and liberties, and that's where they're encroaching on, right?
Yeah, I mean, correct. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what's going to keep this state free, right? We have to make sure that we know that government does not give us our rights, and we have to fight to keep those, and that's what we're doing.
Let me ask you this. Property rights are important. Right to keep and bear arms is important. What this radio program is known for is promoting God, family, and country, and protecting life, liberty, and property. Isn't that about it?
About it in regards to the extent of the liberties?
Yeah. I mean, what's not God, family, country, life, liberty, property?
That's a conversation for probably a much longer podcast, but those are definitely the ones that start.
All right, now, some say, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? And my buddy Ernest Hancock always says, nothing but a couple of election cycles. Do you agree?
No, I think there's different factions of libertarians, right?
So, sure.
You know, I consider myself more a minarchist, right? So someone that understands the idea of a need for, you know, essential public services, right? A small amount of government, but as minuscule as possible, right?
Right. So you're a little bit more on the mainstream libertarian than, say, Ernest Hancock might be.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. And I ask because some people get afraid of libertarians. They think, look, this guy's just going to get rid of everything. It's just going to be a meltdown. It isn't true, is it?
No, not true at all. I mean, there's a need, again, for essential services and various things, but that's where it stops, right? Some of these egregious programs that we fund that are unnecessary in the state have got to go.
Amen to that. What I always tell people is I'm a libertarian with morals. How does that work?
Well, I consider myself one. I mean, most of the people that I hang around consider themselves one as well. I mean, and it's easy, and that's the rhetoric that both the left and the right will try to preach and condition, is that libertarians are selfish or objectivists are selfish, that sort of thing. And it's just not true at the end of the day.
What about the live and let live doctrine? Are you a fan of that?
Live and let live doctrine. Expand on that.
Well, it just means that you just leave people alone, man. Like, I'm just a guy that says, just don't hurt me, don't take my stuff, buddy. Just leave me the freak alone.
Well, that's the core tenet of libertarianism, is it not?
Yes, I think so. All right. So he's fine with that, but can you work with both parties with that attitude?
I think there's a home in the Libertarian Party for people on the left and the right, right? I think at the end of the day, we see it now where people are like, listen, get the government out of my life, but let them live how they want to live.
Should we say, let's go, Brandon?
Let's gov, Brandon.
All right, let's gov, Brandon. All right, there you go.
Turn
him into the Nevada state governor. Can you deal with the, I don't know what you call it, man, the mafia, like the gaming commission? What do you do with those guys?
Ooh, that's a tough one, but we got to scale it back, right? I mean, for example, you know, FanDuel and some of these other, like, you know, companies that are out there that allow alternative ways, they won't let them in.
All right, Brandon, keep me posted on your campaign, will you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
BrandonDavis.com, everybody. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this gives you hope for America being at Freedom Fest, doesn't it? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.